Have you tried online dating but gotten nothing but lazy texts, dead-end conversations, or just random matches that never turn into dates? Well, real people are finding real matches with the number one most trusted dating app, eHarmony. eHarmony takes steps that other dating sites don't in order to find you a more compatible match. And they're built to help you find lasting, meaningful relationships, not a shallow hookup. eHarmony has already helped over a million people find their perfect match. Now, it's your turn. Right now, get a free month with eHarmony when you sign up for a three-month subscription. Just enter code COUNTRY at checkout. Stop waiting and start your journey to a satisfying, meaningful relationship. It can be fun to play around with online dating apps, but when you're ready to fall in love with someone and have a meaningful relationship, there's one app that's built to bring you real love. eHarmony. Come see how eHarmony can change your life. Go to eHarmony.com and get started. And enter code COUNTRY at checkout for one free month.
Let's go. The post show, pre show. We're in studio as we finish today's show. I tell you, it got pretty dramatic because I'm not going to ruin it, but we found out the sex of Lunchbox's baby and it turned into a whole thing. So that's later on in the show.
Yeah.
But that's a thing.
It's a thing. Definitely a thing.
It's a thing.
So I guess I'm just going to let people hear that. We can address it again tomorrow because I don't. It's like the end of a movie going, oh, by the way, the killer is. Now enjoy the movie. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to do that so much. I don't have a lot of time after the show today because I'm going to do this audiobook, which is terrible. But if I don't do it, like last time my other book, the audiobook sold so well. People, like, I listen to audiobooks and I consider it reading. Do you?
Yeah.
Is that cheating?
Yeah.
It is?
A little bit.
I don't think so. I mean, I'm still taking in the same information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you're not reading the book. And then later you're going to tell people like, oh man, I read this book.
I did,
it was fantastic.
What if you can't see? What if you're blind? Can you never read a book if you hear it?
Well, if that's the case, then you're okay. You can do that.
But you can't say like, oh, I read that. Like if someone's like, oh.
No, if you watched a YouTube video or listened to someone tell, no, you didn't read the book.
Well, I'm not talking about watching a YouTube video.
Like I read the Amy Poehler book. I read about half of it and listened to about half of it.
Yeah. I have that one in my audiobook.
Because I would be in my car and I would just fast forward to the spot I read it and then I'd listen to it and then get back and read the book. That doesn't count. I didn't read the book.
And I love that. I love Amy reading it to me.
Because I read my first book. That's why I'm doing the second book, as miserable as it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bobby, I read yours with my eyeballs.
I'm surprised.
That's worth more, according to these
guys.
Yeah,
you actually read the book.
Yeah, you actually read it. You didn't just listen to it.
I think you guys are being haters a little bit.
My brain is sharper when I actually read. When I'm like reading a book and I'm really into it, I can see like a few days of reading X amount. I'm more sharp.
You should read more.
I know. I know. That's the problem.
Yeah.
But my ADD gets in the way of me like sitting down and reading. It has to be really good.
I'm surprised books sell as well as they do still. Because who has time for that, right? You know what I'm saying?
Lunchbox reads a lot.
Yeah.
And
I read some, but then I have to start balancing out Netflix episodes with chapters.
I know, that's what I was
going
to say. Yeah. Like, you have to have time for Netflix, duh.
But I also like to watch Netflix shows that make me feel smarter.
Yeah, documentaries.
It's a balance.
Yeah.
One of the things I write about in my book is, and who cares about the book, but I do write about how I have to balance certain things in my life, and part of it is I can't get too consumed with TV, so every Netflix show I watch, I have to read a chapter of something. And I have to make those bonds with myself to go, you have to do this. Yeah. But you guys know I'm weird. I punish myself.
No, but that's good. That sounds healthy.
He does punish himself.
Well, good.
Himself.
You'll like my book. It's called Fail Until You Don't.
All right.
I think it's in June 19th.
Can't wait, man.
On audiobook, too. It's going to be fantastic.
I might listen to it instead of read it.
Yeah. Amy's going to, I told you to do the part where she talks.
Yeah.
She's going to do
Amy,
part
are you
of the
ready
book.
For that?
I'm trying to remember what I wrote. Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Good. You know she's going to go rogue. You know she's
Bobby said
go
you could. Bobby said it's like a.
But it's Amy, you know.
I don't have time.
He said the audiobook is a little treat. Like you get to deviate from the book a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. About
Side
that.
Notes.
Anything we want to talk about before we get on?
No.
And play the show. I felt like we were both a little less tired today.
Mm-hmm. I feel like
we
finally.
Our whiteboard scores were up a little bit today.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I think both of you guys were in a great mood today.
Also, Amy forgets to write her score on the whiteboard, and so I come in to write my score up, and then she goes, oh, I forgot.
I know, and then I got a one-up
then
him.
She gets irritated and writes above my score. Now it's turned into just a strategy game.
Tomorrow, I'll beat you.
At
writing it down. I don't know what your score's going to be.
Tomorrow?
I wish I could predict.
Oh, you act like I'm the most temperamental. I think we're
equal. I'm not acting like, we're equal. We're equal.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
I feel like this is our sweet spot, though. Like, if we could start the show at this time every day, it'd be better.
I think so, too. But sometimes when I work in the evenings, I go, man, I the whole day's made me tired. So it's...
Okay, yeah, I didn't say evening. I meant right now.
Double-edged sword. if you ask me. I still haven't got a tattoo on my arm.
Where did that come from?
I don't know how long I'm gonna do this show.
Oh yeah,
that's what it comes from. We're talking about the show.
Oh, like timing.
I don't know if I can wake up this early in the morning forever. Mm-hmm. I talk about how aging we are. I don't know if I can take that as aging.
Like you say, I don't know how much longer I can wake up this early, and I'm like, yeah, because we've been doing it for so long, we're getting old.
Well, I've been doing it for 22, right around 22, 23. So 38, 15, 16 years, yeah. Waking up at 3 in the morning?
No, I've done.
Your body's not supposed to.
No, it sucks.
So, yeah. That being said, until I can figure something out, I don't know what my future holds.
Cool.
Yeah. But if I ever get that tattoo on my arm, it means I'm here to stay. That's why I haven't put a microphone on my arm yet.
Mm-hmm. So we don't know if we have.
I don't know.
When you say that, I'm like, okay, what are we going to do?
But I don't know.
Do I get residuals from your book? Is that my backup plan? Charge for my audio? If you want my voice, that'll be $5.
I told you you should. Every book they sell, you should get a couple dollars for your voice.
I don't get a couple dollars for every book they sell.
Yeah, no, I'm not. Bobby's a friend.
It's promotion for you, and people hear it and go, oh, I like her. Your future.
Oh. You.
Amy's going to write a book. Don't think I've been talking to her about writing a book.
I just don't feel like I have anything to write about.
I had nothing to write about the first one. I was just going to.
If Amy's going to write a book, then I'm writing a book.
You should write a daddy book.
Let us know how that goes.
Start writing it right now.
Yeah, start writing it.
I got a lot to write about.
He does.
Let's box you up with a piece of fiction.
Wait, Bobby, what's the name of this book?
Who?
Your latest book.
Fail Until You Don't.
What's Lunchbox's
thing? No, I thought you'd write like a romance, like a Fabio type, one of those little
romance fiction
that are at the grocery store. Yeah.
And he held her by her hips.
Lust in her loins.
He brushed his hands on her hair.
Yeah, it's the narrative of this like rec league soccer coach.
Lunch erotica.
It's a soccer co-ed soccer player who falls in love with another player.
With a married player who had a pregnant wife.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he does the audiobook.
There's a future. Oh, and obviously there has to be illustrations.
Yeah. Oh, he draws them.
Yeah, like stick figures.
Yeah, he draws.
I mean,
kissed her ample bosom. Oh,
yeah, we need to get on this.
So what is this? You got a mouse in your pocket?
His neck beard rubbed her.
Well, Lunchbox, we're coming up with the concept right now. That's
us. She kicked the garbage out of his car with her passionate thrust.
Hey, he turns in the book with a napkin. He wrote it all on a napkin. Here it is.
Oh, gosh.
All right, let's start today's
show. It's called Making Moves.
Is that what it's called?
It's what it's called.
Then do it.
You should write a book called Businessman Making Business.
But he's never made a move ever. He's never made a single move.
What stories does he have?
For 15 years, he said about all the moves he's going to make. He's never made one single move.
It's called What Ifs.
Yeah. It could just be a bunch of short stories.
Have you made any moves?
A lot of moves.
Name one.
I moved here.
Okay. See, that's my point.
That's a move. Is that a move?
You literally moved,
but
yes.
You have such an entrepreneurial spirit about
what's
you.
Up with, what have you ever started? You guys talking about business?
Oh, I started a lawn service.
When you were?
14.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so we all did. I did, too.
Well, you said, did I ever do anything? And I started my own business.
But you're a big believer in making
big deals.
Businessman.
I'm making big deals.
Because you're
I made a baby.
You're a businessman.
How to make a baby.
that's his book.
Okay. We're going to start today's show. Here we go. Thank you.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to our little group here. It's the Bobby Bones Show and you. I'm glad you're waking up with us. Morning, studio.
Morning.
So, here's some audio I haven't played yet. I've been sitting on this for a bit. So I guess you guys were flying back from Las Vegas, and I wasn't on your flight. I got in way early. But Lunchbox recorded this?
Yes, and there was this stupid dog yapping.
Was anyone here on your flight too?
Eddie was on my flight.
Did you hear the dog?
Oh, yeah, he yapped.
Yeah?
A lot.
Here, let me hear this. And it went on the whole flight?
Oh, for like 45, it was an hour and a half flight because we were going from Vegas to Denver, and for that hour and a half, it barked probably an hour.
Did you feel like you wanted to say something?
If the lady would have been sitting next to me, I would have said something, but she was three or four rows up, so there was nothing. I would love to have said something or gotten a $100 gift certificate from the airline because, I mean, we shouldn't be subject to this dog barking. If you're going to bring a dog on the plane and it barks the whole time, you should have to pay every customer on that plane.
Wow, that's expensive.
Well, if you really want your dog to go, get it to shut up.
So what about people who bring babies on planes and the babies cry?
Same thing.
Oh, you're about to be a dad.
Yeah, I can't wait for him to travel. Yeah, yeah.
But a dad or a baby is something different. You have to take your baby with you.
What if it's a service dog?
Yeah.
I was in a crate.
But it still can be a...
Service dogs know how to act. This one did not know how to act. Obviously, it had terrible behavior and just wanted to yap the whole time.
Was she just ignoring it, or...
Yeah, what was she doing?
Reading a book.
Oh, no.
I bet she had to feel awkward, though. Like, oh, no. You know how sometimes you pull out in the middle, you pull a little too far in traffic, and you're under the light?
Yes.
And you have to act like you're not in the middle so you don't look at anyone driving.
And
you're like, oh my God, please pull forward, please. And you're just not paying attention to anything. That's probably what she was doing.
Probably.
Looking at her book like, please stop. Why didn't she pull the dog out and pet it?
Yeah, and feed it or something.
Give it a little sleeping pill.
No,
they have those for dogs when they're traumatized by a storm.
Bacon-wrapped Dramamine.
Okay. Benadryl.
Okay.
I feel like Amy's talking about her kids right now. Yeah. More than anything.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
You know, on Monday, the Boston Marathon took place. We had callers that were calling us. And the 34-year-old Desiree Linden became the first American to win the women's race in 33 years.
Wow.
She represented the U.S. in both 2012 and 2016 in the Olympics. She endured the rain and the cold Boston temperatures and was the first American woman. And she ran it in 2 hours and 39 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
A marathon.
That's half,
fast. I can barely drive home that fast. That's my commute. Yeah, so I know it's been a couple days, but this story's been out now, and I just wanted to say inside of the ICU, Desiree Linden, I see you. That's pretty cool, man. I'm not even going to lie. Pretty cool. Over to Raymundo with the news now.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond in airline news. A woman was killed. She was almost sucked out of her Southwest Airlines flight window when the engine exploded. Passengers struggled to somehow plug the window and then tried to give the woman CPR. The plane had to make an emergency landing. In other news, former First Lady Barbara Bush, she passed away at her home. She didn't want to be at the hospital anymore. She was 92 years old. And finally, the government said they're giving all Americans another day to file your taxes. The IRS website, it had multiple outages yesterday, so you have until midnight tonight to get your taxes in.
Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.
Here's a question, Amy. If your fiance comes to you and says, hey, I want to get married. He says, I got this wedding ring at Costco. Does it bother you at all?
No. No, I mean, it doesn't matter where he got it.
Lunchbox, would you get a ring from Costco?
I'll get a ring for anywhere as long as it's cheap enough.
I asked that because there's a story about Costco. They have a $400,000 engagement ring.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
At Costco?
At Costco.
They don't have very...
Hey, things are bigger there, you know?
I understand that.
You buy in bulk.
But usually when you go into a jewelry store, they have guards and it's locked. Costco is just a membership store. You could walk in and walk right out. Check your receipt, but you got it in your pocket. How are they going to know?
I bet they have security.
About around the ring, I bet too. But yeah. A lot of people are hating on it because it's Costco. If I'm spending $500,000 on a ring, I'm definitely not buying it from Costco. I mean, let's not hate on Costco.
Yeah.
I bet you, it's in the diamond, right? Look at the ring.
Oh, yeah. It's like, it must be high quality because it doesn't look like gargantuan or anything. So it must be that whatever the high quality diamond is, it's like A, B, C, D.
Yeah, I think it's A.
A. It must be A.
Oh, I don't know.
A grade.
Is that a good grade?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, there's that. I had a fund for a long time I was saving up.
Yeah.
An engagement ring fund.
You still have it?
No.
You got rid of it?
Yeah.
What did you end up transferring that to?
Just put it in another savings account and just it floating out there. I was saving up money because I thought one day I was going to buy an engagement ring.
Mm-hmm. Bobby was planning ahead for that color, cut, and clarity.
Is that what they say?
The three C's.
Yeah. I was. I like to plan ahead my style. I don't anymore. I kind of given up a bit.
What? No, you're not supposed to give up. You're supposed to... You say things and put them on your lock screen.
It's not
on
a
your
goal.
Phone.
That's not. I can't find.
What do you mean it's not a goal? How's it not a goal? You say you want it.
It's not a goal.
Okay. No, but you also say you want it.
But it's not a goal.
Okay.
Oh man,
it's not a goal.
All right, it's not on your vision board.
No, okay. It is not. I don't know if it's ever going to happen. It's something you can't force. I can't work hard and make it happen.
I mean, there are things you could do.
Like what? I believe
like
it's going to happen.
Not work so much.
And then yeah. Do what? Then do
so,
what?
Oh, so that you've had more of a personal life?
But then do what?
To meet people.
You have all the answers. Go ahead. Where do I meet
no,
him?
No, I'm not. I don't have all the answers. Okay. Whoa, stop
where
getting so
where
defensive.
Does he meet him?
Where do I meet him?
Right here. What's you hear that?
What do you mean?
The microphone. Hello, ladies. I mean, that's where you meet them. It's that easy. No. This is Bobby Bones. This is Bobby Bones coming to your ears. Can you hear me?
Just that's go. Not how he wants to meet somebody. He doesn't want to meet someone. That,
Amy, what? It's time for him to quit being picky about where he meets them. Like, he just needs to start meeting them.
Okay, he's getting old. It's not a goal. So
right, not a goal because he says, where am I going
to
meet
him? I think a goal is something that you can go A to B to C and then achieve it. I think I'm just waiting for the big man upstairs to put that person in my life. Not really I can do about that. Oh, you don't. That,
it's a little confusing because you have to open up for A to even be an option, and you've shut A down.
Yeah.
So how is B going to happen?
I thought
if
A was
shut
a diamond.
Down?
No,
no. It's your goal. Oh, yeah. The Bobby
Bones Show. Apparently, not smiling in pictures doesn't make you look cooler.
Oh. Because
everybody's like, I'm not going to smile, I'm going to look cool. But it doesn't make you look cool. It actually makes you look mean. I was reading, they showed a bunch of pictures of people. And they're like, hey, are they cool or mean? They're like, mean. Because Kanye does that.
Not smile?
Yeah. Oh. I tried that for a bit, but it never looked good. Looked like I just had like, I was backed up or something whenever I didn't smile. It's like, okay, man, he's got some gastrointestinal problems.
One way to put it.
A guy ran the Boston Marathon backwards.
Oh my gosh. Lunchbox, you should try to do that.
Lunchbox lost to Eddie.
He can't do a marathon.
Yeah, yeah.
He couldn't even do a mile.
On Monday, 30,000 runners raced toward the finish line at the Boston Marathon. This guy, L-O-R-A-N, Lauren, ran it backward. He did it to raise money for epilepsy awareness. He raised more than $30,000.
Oh. Wow.
How about that? Backward, 26.2 yeah. miles. That's crazy. Another guy ran the Boston Marathon in flip-flops.
I don't even know how that's possible without getting some major shin splints.
Unless you train in them.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly these flip-flops are supportive. I think probably...
They're not like Tevas?
Well, what I'm thinking is it had to be a company thing. Because if you're doing this, you're bringing awareness to the company.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. To show, look how comfortable... It's like... Well, I don't want to... I mean, Jared from Subway, probably not the best reference now.
Yeah, but I know. I kind of got to let that one go.
He's doing a hard time. But I'm saying we all went, hey, you can eat Subway and get skinny.
Every day.
And so, yeah but probably should drop that Jared from Subway
thing. Yeah, I'm not talking about that anymore.
Did you see he tried to like sue his way out of jail?
No.
By yeah, doing what?
He like, by saying there was some problem with justice or something. You know how those people do in prison. Yeah, if I dropped that one, huh?
Yeah.
Just move on with that Jared from Subway reference. I bet you they hate being connected to that. They spent so much time and money, and then, ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just move on. We'll get Tell Me Something Good coming up in a minute. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Chris Stapleton's wife, Morgan, posted a photo of the two reasons that he couldn't make it to the ACMs on Sunday. It's a picture of their twin boys who arrived more than a month early, and the picture is precious. She wrote, "Thank you for all the love. We're so grateful to finally be home with our sweet family." So Mira Morris straight up called out Rolling Stone for criticizing how the ACMs handled the Route 91 festival on Sunday. She believes they did it in a respectful way and tried very hard to help everyone move on. I'm Amy, that's your 30-second skinny. Get your
Bobby Bones on. Time for my Tell Me Something Good here.
Tell me something good.
When a call came in about a man experiencing chest pains, a pair of Alabama firefighters responded to the call. The Birmingham Fire and Rescue Service Department sent them to the home of a 30-year military vet who was having chest pains while mowing his lawn. Do you know where this is going?
I think I do.
Go ahead. Take a guess.
Did he have a heart attack while he was mowing, but then someone came and finished mowing for him?
Yeah, basically. Yes. So what happens was they go and he's okay. They took him to the hospital and they went back and mowed the yard.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they were like, it's the least we could do for somebody for our country.
I know.
Isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's good. That's Tell Me Something Good right there.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Minnesota. A 40-year-old man was injured when his rocket bike didn't work out like he wanted it to. He put some skis, a bike frame, and some jet fuel, and he tried to launch it off his roof.
I mean, that to me sounds like the perfect.
Yeah, combo.
Just, that's going to work.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, the guy's probably got some sort of astrophysicist degree, too, I'm assuming.
It doesn't say about his degree, but he suffered some broken bones and was rushed, rushed to the hospital.
Okay. Good.
And the rocket bike did not survive.
Did they ever, though?
Not yet.
And why would you put skis coming off a house? Like, what are you going to land on? Does he live on the water? Do you know?
No, it doesn't say he landed on the ground. He wanted to just keep going. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Have you seen these places you go and you throw axes at the wall?
No.
You take these big axes and you hold above your head like Paul Bunyan and you throw them.
It's awesome.
It's an axe throwing venue. They have them in New York. They have them in Austin. If you have a cool city, they put them there.
Yeah.
And so now these axe venues, they want liquor approval.
Oh, no.
Yeah, right?
No, you can't do that.
You cannot mix alcohol and axes.
I mean, that's what these people have these. And they get, I would compare it to a shooting range.
Sure.
Yes.
And they put axes and they grab them above their head and they go, woo! And they throw them. And they try to stick them into the wall.
Now, do they serve alcohol in shooting ranges?
I don't think so.
No,
I don't think so either.
So they're called experts, people that are good at it. And they're trying to get liquor licenses. Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would like to go to this to try it once.
Yeah.
To me, it's like rock climbing because I went a couple times, thought it was fun, active, but it's not something I would do all the time. Like, I'm probably not in the axe throwing league, but I would like to go do that.
You're not going
to
be an expert?
I don't think
what
so.
What if you're really good?
The CDC confirms lettuce is to blame for E. coli. There's been an outbreak in 7 states, 6 hospitalized, 11. If you can't eat lettuce, what can you eat?
Nothing.
If you can't eat lettuce, what are we allowed to eat?
Well, E. coli happens.
Is that your new shirt?
Sometimes.
E. coli happens. More than 200 million eggs, and this was out a couple days ago, are recalled over salmonella fears.
I mean, you can't eat eggs?
Eggs.
What can you eat?
Lettuce.
Gosh, salmonella happens.
Give me a break. By the way, the Amy head shirts go up, and we only have made a few hundred of them, and it's Amy's head on a t-shirt, and the proceeds are going to help the orphanage in Haiti that her kids are from. And so I was messing with her posting pictures of her head on t-shirts for a long time.
Yeah, I had no idea what that was about.
But we're posting today, we'll say it 10, 9 central.
Okay.
Yeah, that's when they'll go up. BobbyBones.com, the Amy head shirts, if you want to get one of those.
This is kind of like weird.
What, the floating head, Amy's floating head shirts?
I'm like, I mean, it is for a great cause, obviously, but I'm like, who's like one shirt going to sell? I know my dad will probably get one.
Yeah. Well, they'll be up at 10, 9 central, work your way back, 8 mountain, 7 Pacific.
Bobby Bones.
Eddie took his son to see Sherlock Gnomes. The gnome cartoon movie.
Nice work. Saying that right.
Yeah. So, did you go?
I did. Yeah, of course I did.
Here it is.
We went to go see Sherlock Gnomes. All right, quickly describe the movie.
Well, it's a mystery about garden gnomes that got stolen, and Sherlock and his assistant and Romeo and Juliet have to find out mysteries and clues and defeat bad guys to get to the garden gnome.
Is Romeo and Juliet a different movie?
Yeah, it's like the first part of
so
this
movie. So now they're in Sherlock Gnomes.
Yes.
Huh.
So these are the same people that made Romeo and Juliet. Which one do you think is better, Romeo and Juliet or Sherlock Gnomes?
Romeo and Juliet is really cheesy, so I say Sherlock Gnomes.
Okay, would you recommend this for people to go see the movie?
Well, if you like mysteries and movies.
All right, you always like to time the movies, so how long was this movie?
1 hour and 26 minutes.
Out of 5 gnomes, how do you rate it?
3.5 gnomes.
3.5 gnomes? It got a low rating.
Well, it only got 1 star.
What's the next movie you're looking forward to go see?
The Incredibles 2.
All right, when does that come out?
Sometime in June.
All right.
There he is.
It's the lowest rating he's ever given.
Ever.
Wow.
I think he's starting to feel like real about these reviews and like
he's getting paid a lot.
Yeah, and all that money.
Does he like kissing movies?
What do you mean, like movies with kissing in it?
Yeah.
He doesn't know. He don't like that stuff.
How old?
He's 10.
So kissing movies.
That makes him feel uncomfortable. He says.
What if the cartoon characters kiss?
Yeah, well, that's really weird to him.
Yeah, me too, a little bit.
Yeah, they shouldn't be, cartoon characters shouldn't be kissing.
Sometimes I'll see like love scenes in movies and by myself, I'm like, I don't look at the screen. Like, I'm an adult man. And
really?
Even I'm feeling comfortable. I'll be like, ooh, I'm comfortable. Yeah, I'm not into that.
Huh.
Maybe if I'm into it in real life eventually.
It doesn't give you a little tingly feelings when people fall in love on the
no,
screen?
No, I never had anybody talk to me about that stuff as a kid growing up ever, so it was always uncomfortable for me to talk about. And still, to watch, I'm uncomfortable. With love scenes, I mean, when I'm alone.
I know y'all are going to find this shocking, but I was watching El Chapo.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
There was a scene, and it was so in like a love scene, but not.
Like love?
I fast-forwarded. Like, I'm like, that's unnecessary to throw in here. I don't need that side of El Chapo.
You're not trying to watch 50 Shades of El Chapo.
No,
right?
I'm not at all. So I had to fast-forward that. You're right. Sometimes it can be awkward.
It's the 10-year anniversary of Need You Now from Lady Antebellum. Isn't that crazy? It's been 10 years. It's a quarter after one. I'm all alone and I need you now. So the crazy thing is that it's been 10 years. Secondly, Dave Haywood came over to my house, and Dave is one of the three of Lady Antebellum. He's the brains behind the group, but he's not the front of the group. Charles and Hillary are. He's the guy that's seemingly small standing behind them.
But he's not small.
He's 6'2", at least. Charles is 6'7". Yeah. But Dave came over to the house, and we did a Bobby cast, and we were talking about this song specifically and Need You Now.
We sat on it for probably 8 months, just sitting in our iTunes playlist. And our very last label meeting to cut, I remember, and again, it's just a beautiful testament, I think, Charles and his... What about that? Remember that song we wrote with Josh Keir that day? You know, it's kind of like... It sounds just like it'd be a cool album track, you know, kind of one of those like kind of insider songs that like people just love the vibe. You know, it could probably have like a cool vibe.
Isn't it funny that they thought that was just going to be a song that really no one would hear? Just an album cut.
I mean, we started getting calls from every format and then all around the world. It literally spread like wildfire. I mean, country radio, it went to number one for 4 or 5 weeks. And then we sent it to pop radio, you know, which we caught a little flack for. People do, you know, when you kind of cross over or send a song out to a different format and stuff. So I get that. But it went huge. It just went massive.
This is Dave Haywood at my house doing a Bobby cast. And we were talking about this song and how it started as a voice memo on a phone.
Charles had some melodies on the guitar. He had just started playing guitar, actually. And learned a few chords on the acoustic. So he came up with some of the melody on the verse. Da 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 da. The acoustic demo is just, we're fumbling all over the melody. You know, it's like he messes up a lyric and it was just all over the place. The acoustic demo was really just, it was just a voice memo from our phone. And so it sounded really rough.
So you can hear the whole Bobby cast if you search for it, Bobby cast on iHeartRadio, and listen to Dave Haywood. But I thought that's pretty cool. And it's 10 years ago. It's a quarter after. He said that they couldn't keep their schedule. That song became so big that people were calling from every country, inviting them to do every single thing.
Oh, wow.
And that an artist will be honest, mostly on the Bobby cast, because I wear them out. We're sitting there for an hour. And I said, do you ever get tired of that song? And he's like, you know, it just did so much for us that there's really not a tired of it. It's just, we have to do it. So we don't dread it. We just have done it. So it's good. Look at that. 10 years ago. Man, that's how you know you're getting old.
Yeah, because I remember us playing that.
I have a hangnail issue to my body doing weird things. Every one of my fingers has a hangnail.
Oh.
All of them.
So what does that mean?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
I'm sorry. I'm not a too hangnail much, medical
yeah, but
professional.
You're very weird and you know all the body stuff.
Yeah. Have you been, you know, we're using your hands a lot lately.
Yeah, I've been building cars and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Carburetors.
Yeah, working on mufflers. No, I don't know. Is there anything you eat that makes hangnails grow?
I don't think so.
I bite my nails a little bit, but no more than normal.
I don't know what you could be doing other than
bleeding.
You're trying to like shed that part of your skin. It's like peeling back.
Does
maybe
that
you're
happen?
Going through a shedding. Well, I mean, the hangnail is the skin the skin that's coming off, and then it gets caught, and that's why it's like the hangnail.
I have a big hangnail issue right now. It's bossy. I wake up at night, my finger's throbbing.
That's painful.
I have some little clippers you can do, and I'll go around and clip all the skin around your fingers.
No, I'm not, it's I'm so not letting crazy. You peel the bossy.
It doesn't hurt.
Amy likes to pop my pimples and
so
then
weird.
Pluck things off of me.
Oh, it feels so good if I could just trim your hangnails.
That'd make you feel so good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Let's do a Never Gonna Get It here. There you go. According to this, using a phone while driving is now tied with something else as the number one driving distraction. So it used to only be using your phone, but now this is tied with using your phone as the number one driving distraction. Amy, I'll let you ruin it if you can ruin it. Go ahead.
Eating?
Eating, she says. Not it. And now around the room with the Never Gonna Get It. Using a phone while driving is the number one driving distraction, but this is now tied it. Our producer, Eddie. Eddie?
Talking to your kids in the back seat.
Oh, the kids, you say?
Yeah, big time distraction.
Show me the kids. Oh, lunchbox, go ahead.
The radio.
The radio, he says. Show me the radio. Adam in Georgia, you're on, bud.
Hey, I'm going to go with singing in the car.
You do that a lot?
I do that a lot.
What's your jam right now you sing along with?
Like the Florida Georgia Line BB Rexha song.
Yeah, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be, because baby, it's meant to be.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. No, that's not it, though. But that's a good one.
Maybe we do, maybe we don't.
Maybe we will, maybe we won't.
That's it.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, BB.
No, that's not it. Thank you. It's actually grooming yourself in the car.
Oh.
Like shaving?
Yeah. Or me, I clip my toenails.
Okay.
Yeah.
Getting ready.
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
So Barbara Bush died yesterday. She was in her 90s. And you can tell the difference on when someone is well-respected and when someone's just super loved. And I was listening to people on all the networks just love on her.
Mm-hmm.
She just seemed like someone that if you knew, you just loved. You couldn't help but be around her and be inspired. And so I watched a lot of it. I used to not watch stuff of people die. It makes me sad. But I watched a lot of people coming onto all the networks just talking about her. Yeah. I don't have a personal relationship with her. I know Amy used to hang out with the Bush granddaughters. She went to high school with them.
Yeah, they went to my school. So, yeah, definitely feeling for them today because I know that they were super close.
Did you ever meet her, Barbara?
No, I met... Well, I'm trying to think if she was there. I've met George Bush Sr. and then...
Their dad, George W.
And then their dad and then Laura Bush, but not... I don't think I met her, no, Barbara.
She had decided to stop doing all the proactive keep you alive stuff.
Yeah, I mean, when I read that, and they were never, I don't know that they were ever using the word, but yeah, it's the point in my, where you kind of enter a more of a hospice stage, where you're going to just try to be comfortable and not try to prevent it.
So I had a friend whose grandfather this just happened to, where he said, hey, I'm tired of having all the needles put into me. I'm tired of just struggling to stay alive. And he's like, I'm done. He said, I've had a good life. And his wife had died recently. And he's like, I'm done. So they stopped doing all the care to keep him alive. And they just let him rest. And he went to sleep that night. And he woke up the next day and he was so mad. Oh. He was like, why am I here?
Oh.
And he was like, I was ready to go.
Yeah. Oh, I get what you're saying now.
This is like 3 weeks ago.
Has it happened yet?
No. He's still alive. And he's like, what's happening?
But they're still keeping him comfortable?
Well, yeah. Obviously. He didn't want to feel bad.
Yeah.
But he's like, wow, what's the deal?
I don't know if he decided, okay, fine, start treating me again. I guess I'm going to live.
He is being a little ornery like that, but he's going, yo, I want to sleep. I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, it is. I mean, yeah, you just never know when your body's going to keep fighting.
There is the IRS payment site. And yesterday, the tax filing deadline, it crashed. And people couldn't pay their taxes. The whole site went down. Hours before the midnight tax day deadline, the IRS page for paying your tax bill crashed. And it wouldn't let users do anything. So you still have to pay your taxes. If you're listening and you thought, ooh, this is a good year. Skip out on
2018.
Yesterday, Lunchbox revealed his refund, which every year is some astronomical amount. And this year it is $9,200. That's what he's getting back from the government.
Yeah.
But you may, you know you gave them that to begin with, right?
I guess. I don't really understand how you guys think I gave it to them. They took it.
You overpaid them, and now you're just actually getting it back.
Okay. It's like another paycheck. I'll take it.
Yeah, but you would have got it all anyway.
Yeah. I don't see it. I don't understand.
Basically, you're using the government as your bank when you're getting no interest on it. So you actually lost money.
They borrowed your money, and you were like, okay, take it.
I disagree with that because they didn't take any money. Like, my flights and when I go on vacations to cities where we're on the air.
Don't say vacations because if the IRS is listening, you're going to go to jail.
Work trips to these cities. I paid for those trips, and now I'm getting money back from those trips.
But you would have got money anyway. Well, regardless, when do you get your $9,200?
Whenever it comes in the mail, I guess 2 to 3 weeks. I don't know how long it takes to mail you something, but I can't wait. I'll check it every day.
And so what are you going to do with the money?
I'm going to go on a bachelor party.
And where are you going to go?
I haven't figured that out yet.
Are you going to ride it off?
Ride it off, because we'll talk about it on the air. That's a double win for
Bobby,
me.
Bobby, he's already talking about it.
We don't know where it is.
So. Yeah, once I figure it out, you will know. And that way, hey, that's a tax write-off for 2018.
Hey, let's keep the story off the air so he can't ride it off.
No. Bachelor party. You got to know all about it. It's the party before I become a dad. The guys go. We go and live it up one last weekend.
You can't live it up after the baby comes?
No.
What, then your life's just over after that?
Yeah, it's pretty much over. You're a dad then. This is a bachelor party. Sort of like a bachelor party before the wedding.
We get it. Goodness. Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
Let's go over to Amy with a little Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
Right.
Shout out Zen Geller Dry Cleaners. They have collected 6,300 prom dresses. Wow. They're a part of the Glass Slipper Project, where if there's girls that can't afford a prom dress, well, they get it from there. And it's pretty amazing that they've collected over 6,000. That's a lot of dresses. And it's just a friendly reminder that if you have dresses sitting around your closet, you can donate it to things like this, because it's really a special night for girls that otherwise couldn't afford a dress.
That's good. There you go.
Damn!
Bobby Bones
Show.
What are you doing? What that just happened?
What on earth?
Amy just started yelling at me.
She wants to start the show.
Oh, skinny. You thought it was the skinny intro?
Wow.
Yeah. I was going to set up a segment coming up.
Sorry, I got excited.
Lunchbox accidentally found out the race. You know, the race of the baby. Amy threw me off yelling
White
at me.
White is baby's Caucasian.
You don't need a 23andMe. I think we're good. Lunchbox found the sex of his baby accidentally. That's coming up. And not only that, little things that annoy you. That's a segment. But I'm telling you, my heart jumped when Amy's already yelling at me. Over to the skinny, Amy. Here. Whatever story you're starting with, you are fired up about, man. Here we go.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
So she's less than a week old, but Khloe Kardashian's baby, True Thompson, already has an Instagram account, at True.
Oh, wow. They bought at True. It's not that the baby has an account. It's that they bought at True, which had to be owned by somebody.
Yeah. I, too, was shocked by that, because you know that they had to throw down some money for that. And whoever had at True probably got paid.
Lunchbox, have you reserved your baby's Instagram account yet?
No, because we have not settled a name. So I will reserve it before I tell you guys the name.
Okay.
Okay, the Billboard Music Award nominations were announced, and the two country artists with the most nominations are Sam Hunt and Chris Stapleton. They each have 5 nominations, including the nomination for Top Country Artist, along with Thomas Rhett, Luke Combs, and Kane Brown. The Billboard Music Awards will be hosted by Kelly Clarkson May 20th on NBC. I'm Amy, that's your 30-second skinny.
Man, that's a lot. You scared the crap out of me, man.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
19 minutes away from Lunchbox accidentally finding out the sex of his baby. That baby's due in August. We're going to hear that story on the way. Amy's Morning Corny now.
The Morning Corny.
Two antennas met on a roof, fell in love, and got married.
Yeah?
You don't want to say that part back? Okay. Their ceremony wasn't much, but the reception was excellent.
Antennas.
Two antennas.
The reception.
Yeah.
That was the Morning Corny.
There you go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Southwest flight story was crazy, huh?
Yeah.
The window busted because of shrapnel and it half sucked a person out of the airplane on a Southwest flight.
Yeah.
It's so weird because nothing like this happens domestically. Rarely does it happen internationally. A Southwest Airlines flight from New York to Dallas blew an engine yesterday. A piece of it broke the window and almost sucked out a passenger. The plane made an emergency landing in Philadelphia. Sadly, the woman didn't make it. Is someone else in critical condition too? Or was she the one?
I think she was the one.
Because then I read it. It says it's been almost a decade since a passenger died in an accident involving an American commercial airline. That's how rare it is.
Yeah.
The last time it happened was 2009. It had taken off from LaGuardia in New York, was going to Dallas. The engine blew out. A piece of shrapnel flew off the engine and smashed a hole in one of the windows. The other passengers had to literally pull her back into the plane.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
After that, everyone on the plane braced themselves. Imagine you're on a plane and you see that happen. Mm-hmm. You probably think that's it.
Yep.
Ugh.
The pilots were able to get the... And shout out to the pilots because they landed the plane while this is happening at an airport. Again, that shows you, too, if something crazy happens, they were still able to land this plane at an airport safely. The woman rushed to the hospital. Yeah, she didn't make it. They're examining the plane to figure out what went wrong. Lunchbox, anything else about this?
Just that the engine exploded. They have no clue. They're investigating. But can you imagine being the person that's pulling her back in, the reaction you have to have?
I bet you don't even think about it. I bet it's just, uh-oh, boot grab. I mean, there's no time to think about things like that.
Ugh.
But I read people were texting, like their family.
Yeah, like it's over.
Going, yeah, we're done. Man. Woo. I saw the picture of the engine. It looks like an explosion.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a propeller that flew off.
No, it was pretty much torn apart.
Yeah, it looked like an explosion. Man, that is nuts. Yeah, so there's that. What else do you want to talk about? My parking spot today.
Again?
A Cadillac.
Should we get it towed?
Dude, how funny would that be?
That'd be awesome. We should do it.
Tow it?
Yeah, how funny would that be?
The irony is I don't have a parking spot.
Yeah.
That's the real irony.
Yeah.
I don't have a parking spot.
They're going to be like so confused. Like, so wait, why did I get towed?
I just have a spot that I always park in.
You know why you got towed.
Yeah.
You just tell them.
Don't tell them. Yeah, just like, you tell me why you got towed.
Oh, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, why do you think you got towed? Yeah, as I pulled in, my spot was taken this morning. I wanted to do a segment about stupid things that annoy you. Just kind of trivial to switch it from that. So, stupid things that annoy you right now. I'll give you another one. I can't say where it is yet, but we're going on in a new city, and they already did. So, we do Tell Me Something Good. We've been doing it for 15 years. So, because we were doing it, they started doing it, which is fine with me. I want everybody to do it. But now we're replacing that show, and I'm recording the liners to go on the air there. And it's like, you know, and I know the show before us created Tell Me Something Good, and we're going to come in and keep going.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going, no, that's not what happened.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I'm supposed to say that? They took it from us.
Yeah.
Then it shouldn't annoy me, but it does.
Well, it annoyed you, and then you refused to do it.
That's true. I did. Oh, yeah. Amy was in the room with me. That's right.
Good.
Yeah. I forgot about that part. I was like, I'm not doing this. I'm out, man.
Well, I mean, because it doesn't, I mean, unfortunately, I mean, the cool part is it is such a great feature on shows.
I forgot I didn't.
The company has encouraged other shows to implement it, so it makes sense. But then when we come in after that, it does look like we're like, oh, let's do what they did.
How Beyonce of me, huh?
No, I like it, though. I like it.
I just wasn't going to read it like that.
Yeah, even if it was in the script.
Yeah, yeah. What's annoying you, Aime? Something small.
Oh, something small. Well, this annoys me about every month. When my husband or anyone asks me if I'm PMSing, or they blame some of my behavior on PMSing when I'm not PMSing.
Mm, you know?
That annoys me because it just means I'm straight up being awful.
I don't blame anything anymore. You just have kids and that, and it's just a lot, so... I just don't assign anything to it anymore.
Well, I just think it's a thing you probably should just not say to girls. So let's just not say it.
But what if you know it's about that time?
If you are positive, go for it. Because then I have validation for my craziness. But if you do it when it's not even close to being time, that annoys me.
Lunchbox?
The last two times I've gone to the grocery store, they've had one register open, but 8 self-checkout lines open.
Yeah.
And so you're forced to self-checkout.
Why you hate self-checkout?
Because I'm going there for your service, you are supposed to have cashiers. If I'm going to pay the same price for my groceries, I want someone to do their work for me.
What?
I'm not there to do the work. Or else you should pay me an hourly wage.
Now he wants to get paid to do stuff.
That is so frustrating to me. Open more registers because you have cashiers. Don't make me do the work.
They do have cashiers standing by the self-help help check. It is a little bit annoying because they're
cashiers
standing there.
Listen, passe. 10 years, they're going to be no cashiers.
Yeah, there's usually only two left.
Yeah, there are no more. Store. That's not a thing. Get used to it. That's a thing. No more cashiers are going to happen. You have to get paid to go grocery shop here.
Because when I have fruit, they have to come look up the code and type it in for you. Oh, and so they might as well just have their register goodness. Open.
No, produce is the... You know, I don't do produce and self-checkout. Mm-mm.
Eddie, anything?
I guess right now it's like allergy season, so a lot of people are sneezing. And I'm taking pride in telling everyone, bless you. But they don't say thank you back. And that annoys me. Like... I'm saying
you take pride in that.
You sneeze, I say, "Hey, bless you," and they just keep walking. I'm like, "Hey, how about a thank you for blessing me?" Is that okay?
That's the dumbest thing.
What do you mean? It's like opening the door for someone, and they don't say thank you. I blessed you.
But isn't the joy in doing it for someone else not getting it back?
Yikes! Is it?
No, he's taking pride in it, Bobby.
I'm just like, "Hey, bless you. You sneezed."
Man, you're such a good dude.
Thank you.
Yeah. This guy over here. Well, all right, next up, Lunchbox's baby. He found out what it is. A boy or girl.
Can't wait.
I know. Seriously, I need to know.
We don't know in this room. None of us know anything except that.
No.
I feel like I
know. I didn't even know until you teased that he had found out. Like, how long has he known?
I don't know. Amy, I don't know anything about this. And it's annoying me. I mean, yeah, listen. Bobby Bones Show. I was talking about stupid things that annoy you. Hey, you're on the air, Carmen in Nashville.
Good morning, awesome person.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you calling. What you got for me?
It annoys me so bad when people use the wrong doors. They go in the exit and out the entrance. It drives me insane.
Yeah.
And that's why this is called stupid things that annoy you, because it doesn't annoy me, but
it does it?
No.
Oh, man. Yeah, at the grocery store, there's in, there's out. Or at Target, there's in, there's out. And sometimes people try to go through the out when...
Oh, God forbid. Oh,
But then they act like you're in the way when you're trying to go. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Carmen, thank you for the call. I'm giving
I feel
you a hard
you, Carmen.
Time. Yes. Yeah. Someone else. Yeah. There you go. Hey, Becky.
Yes.
Tell me
Hi,
yours.
Bobby. I went to the doctor day before yesterday, and there's three ladies up front, and I said, "Where do I sign in at? Which window?" They point to a kiosk computer, and I looked at them. I said, "Are you serious?" I said, "Yes." So I had to go use the same computer that every sick person has gone there today. And go ahead and put my information in, scan my insurance card, and then slide my payment.
Yeah, you're talking that's my language there. Me too. I'll be completely disgusted by that.
I knew you would.
You're going to go and tell me to touch everything every other sick person's being told at that doctor?
Yes.
What kind of doc? What kind of quacky, crackerjack deal is this place? How about I lick everybody's hand sitting in the waiting room too?
And they have a jar of hand sanitizing. I thought, are you serious? Mm. You know, this is crazy. I don't know what's going on.
Well, thank you for that call. That's a good one. That's a good one.
I agree with that.
Whenever I go into a bathroom and they don't have some way to open the door, like either one of those foot things, or they don't have a trash can right next to the door handle, because what I will do is wash my hands and take a paper towel and take it to the handle and pull it.
Oh.
If there's nothing, that's annoying to me.
Yeah.
Lunchbox?
Well, you just said that those are going to be gone in a couple years, the cashier, so receptionists will be gone too, and you're going to do everything by computer. It's the same thing.
It's not really the same thing. Someone's got to tell you what you need to do. There'll be one person, like the self-checkout person, that's sitting there watching all of them. So it's the same thing you're talking about. There'll be someone there.
In the future, we just don't even have to go to the doctors, FaceTime them, and be like, these are my symptoms.
Well, you can do that already. You get on one of those webcam apps. Mm-hmm. Lunchbox is going to have a baby in August. First baby. Now it's time for a...
Baby Box Update.
Okay, so what happened? You found out the sex of your baby?
Yeah, we weren't going to find out the gender of the baby, and on accident we were told the gender of our baby.
How do you get accidentally told?
So, my sister's a nurse, and I'm on the phone with my sister, and we're talking about the baby and our last appointment. She goes, "Oh, what was the heart rate?" And I said it was 140. And my sister just nonchalantly just goes, "Oh my gosh, you're having a girl." And I was like, she didn't mean to.
Wait,
she
what did that have to do with anything?
Yeah, what is one?
I don't know about the baby heart rate.
The heart rate. She's a nurse. She knows these things. I don't know. And she goes, "I mean, that's just what my daughter's heart rate was at the same appointment." And I'm like,
okay, so it may just be an absolute coincidence.
But she's a nurse, so she knows these things. I'm not a nurse or a doctor, so once she tells me, I'm like, great. So my wife went out and bought a couple girl outfits.
Hold on. You should Google that, because Google's the same thing as
being a doctor. Yeah, let me look it up.
Yeah, Google that. Because I don't, maybe a caller can call us. Hey, let's do this. Hey, Hillary on the phones. I know we have a lot of people that are still calling about the annoying things. Thank them for their calls, but I want to have people call in about this. Can you hear me? Okay, cool. You can yell. We're on the radio. Just not, I mean, you can say audible words. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, cool.
Perfect.
Oh,
What'd you say?
It says that baby girls' heartbeats are typically faster in the womb. And that
below 140 is a boy.
Yeah.
And 140 then above is a girl.
But like, if they said 140, it's right on the line. It could be a really high performing athletic man.
Mine says if you're like 120s, you're a boy. And then if you're like one.
Let me get a baby doctor on the phone.
Guys, my Eddie, wife just texted me. She said both of my boys were at 150.
Oh!
So there you go.
Oh, man.
Now, wait, hold on. Because you seem distraught that it's a girl.
His wife already bought girl outfits.
Did you double check it with anyone and say, hey, like a doctor or nurse that knows for sure?
I don't know anybody.
You know the nurse that did your monitor.
We'd already been to the doctor and they didn't tell us.
But you can call them. They have phones.
Oh, I guess I could have done that.
But maybe you don't really want
to know.
Or you don't want confirmation that it is a girl.
That's the problem. I don't want to go and... I don't know, but my sister, I feel bad for my sister.
Are you disappointed that you found out because you wanted it to be a surprise, or are you disappointed that it's possibly a girl?
Both.
Which one are you more disappointed about?
That's a girl.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. She's going to go back and listen to this.
Oh, my gosh.
That's funny.
I mean, listen, I'm being honest.
I know.
People want a boy. They do.
I don't think
men want a boy.
Men want a boy.
Yeah.
You want a boy. So Lunchbox finds out that his baby's a girl. In his mind, he found that out because he's talking to his sister, who's a nurse, and she said, oh, the heart rate's 140? You're having a girl. And he's like, no. He didn't want to find out, and he doesn't want a girl. But not in that order, right?
Right.
You don't want a girl first.
Correct, and I don't want to know second.
When did you find out? Because you started getting really irritable about 3 days ago. Like, hard in this room.
I think it was Sunday when I talked to my sister.
Eddie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense, huh?
Makes perfect sense. He's been in a bad mood.
Bad mood. Lauren, you're on the air. Thank you for calling.
Hi. I was pregnant with my first child, and they were doing an ultrasound very early, and the heartbeat was fast, and the doctor said, oh, looks like you're probably going to have a girl because of the heart rate. But 9 months later, he was a boy.
Oh,
wow.
There's still a chance.
Okay. Yeah.
So you're saying there's a chance. Thank you for calling. Hey, Casey in Georgia.
Yes.
Shed some light on this.
Okay. My doctor told us that it was kind of like a wives' tale kind of thing, that it could be an indicator, but you can't solely base it on that. Like, I'm pregnant with the fifth child that I've carried. I had a girl. And she had a boy's heart rate. I had a boy, and he had a boy's heart rate, I think. I had twins through a surrogacy for another couple.
Wow.
And they had the same heart rate throughout. One was a girl and one was a boy. And I'm currently pregnant for another family through a surrogacy again. We haven't found out what this baby is yet.
Hold on. I want to launch a story. Hold on. We have all the time for that one. You've had two babies for other people?
I had twins. Yeah, about almost 2 years ago, I had twins for another family through a surrogacy, and now I'm pregnant again.
Can I ask you some questions about this?
Sure.
Because this is totally foreign to me. So someone pays you. Like, is that a pretty good paycheck?
Yeah.
How much?
You really want to?
Yeah, we do.
You can always say you don't, but I mean, if I act like I didn't want to know how much that chart that costs, I'd be crazy. You can say, hey, okay, how about this? Over $30,000?
It's around that.
Okay. Okay, good. So how do you advertise that you want to be a surrogate? And by the way, good for you. Like I say this, I mean, that's fantastic because you're affording someone the opportunity to have a baby who wouldn't be able to do it. But how do you advertise that? Craigslist?
No, it's actually something I didn't really know a lot about. My sister had infertility problems, and I was looking into doing it for her, but she was able to conceive on her own. And I just kind of had that feeling I wanted to do it for somebody.
So we met this lady in Atlanta that has a surrogacy agency, and she matches you up with couples who are looking for surrogates.
Do you get put in a book and they like flip through and go, I want that
one? No. She just kind of goes through and tries to figure out who she thinks would work well together and have kind of the same, you know, morals and standards and
In relation to that, like, is there like a contract that says, I could see parents being like, we want you to work out, we want you to eat this, we want you to not smoke, take care of yourself.
But there's like a whole legal, you have to have like two lawyers that draw up contracts, and it's their child, but it's my body.
Okay.
Do you ever want to keep the babies?
No, I didn't have any kind of emotional attachment. I love them, but I knew the whole time they weren't mine because they had no genetic relationship to me.
Is it easier to be pregnant?
I've always had easier pregnancies, I guess. I've always been blessed with easy pregnancies and easy labors. So, I don't know. That's always just kind of been easy for me.
For the twins, did you get paid double?
Ooh,
no.
Solid question. That feels like Family Feud. Good question. Good question. Okay. How about this one? Are you married?
Yes.
What does your husband think about that?
When we first started thinking about it, it was kind of like weird, but he was kind of interested in it. So what happened?
Why is he interested in it? Like financially, is it kind of his thing? Like what is it?
No, I think he just knew how passionately I wanted to help another couple, and as soon as we met the couple, you have to meet them and, you know, like get to know them. And like we fell in love with them, and you just see this couple who wants a baby so desperately, and you're like, okay, we'll do it. You know what I mean? They just wanted a baby so, and they've been through like years and years of trying to have a baby.
Last question, Amy.
Well, I didn't know if her husband was military, because sometimes, like, if spouses are deployed for 9 months or a year, the wives will be surrogates back home and have a baby while they're gone and make some money. And then
that sounds like medieval times.
Yeah.
Like, the knight would go away, and then they would have a baby.
Yeah.
Not even somebody else. That just sounds crazy.
Yeah.
Well, listen.
We see the babies, like, you know, like, a couple of times a year.
Oh, that's cool. Wow.
Still? You still see the babies?
Yeah, we have an open relationship with them. They send me pictures like every week. We meet them on their...
That's crazy. There's no way. Wow.
Well, they're going to call us like aunt and uncle. They just call us Aunt Casey and Uncle Peyton. It's kind of a neat experience.
Well, thank you for sharing your story, because I am...
I don't believe the heart rate thing. I mean, there's only two choices, boy or girl. It could be right or 50-50 chance.
That's right.
I can indicate it.
Because if it's meant to be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be.
Right.
That's what we say. Yep. Okay? Yep. Lunch.
Just ride with it.
Yes. Thank you very much for your call. Well, go ahead.
I'm just over here just hoping that my sister's wrong for once.
And that you just want a boy. You just do not want a girl.
Yeah.
All right. Well, just call the doctor.
Oh my goodness! Can you imagine Lunchbox coming back to work after it's a girl? Once he gives birth and he's raising a girl, are you gonna?
Oh man, he's been in a bad mood now. Like, can you imagine?
Didn't Chris Stapleton have boys? Were they twin boys?
Yeah, twin boys. Mm-hmm. Yeah, his wife finally posted something on Instagram, a picture, and they're so cute. And they were born a month early, so they're so tiny. Yeah.
Carrie Underwood just released her album. Cry Pretty, the album, comes out September 14th. Just posted that. Good for her. Kind of anxious to see Carrie again. One, because I think she's awesome and I like her. Two, Amy's reading a story I walked in. It was like the complete saga of Carrie Underwood's disappearance.
Yeah, no, it was Carrie Underwood's face at the ACM Awards.
The face.
A complete guide to an enduring mystery.
You know, the thing about Carrie's face is that everybody wants to know, but she really only has to talk about it once or twice and then go, she's already talked about it. Because she's going to have to talk about it to get it out there, because that's what everybody wants to know. That's why the ACMs put her in the third hour.
Mm-hmm.
Because they wanted people to go, ooh, we're going to wait around and see what's up with Carrie.
And then everyone was looking and was like, wait, I'm confused. I don't know what's up with Carrie. Yeah. At least that's what was going on with my girlfriends. In fact, I had a girlfriend that texted me this article because she was like, it breaks down dates and pictures and where she was seen from November to April.
And that's my point, is that people want to know. There are blogs about this, but she didn't have to do anything. She could go and say, I have no comment.
Right.
And you'd have to respect that. But people want to know, and so she needs to tell it once or twice fully. I volunteer this show, as a matter of fact.
That would be a great idea.
And then she's done. She doesn't have to continue to talk about it forever.
Mm-hmm.
So I volunteer this show as tribute. Come on in. Let's put it all out there. And then
the mystery.
Don't talk about it with anybody else.
Yeah.
Boom.
This is so noble of you.
Thank you very much.
Volunteer like that.
Yes. Well, but truthfully, that's what she has to do it. That's what people want to know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. People want to know. People keep asking me. I'm like, I don't know. What do you think? I got Carry on speed dial.
The crazy thing about it all is that she was going to take a break anyway. Like, she was going to go away. She said, hey, I'm going to take some time off.
Yeah, I'm family and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Well, regardless. I mean, she had family regardless.
I know, but I just remember reading that.
She was going to take a break, and then this happens during the break. So it makes it seem like she took a break because of this.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's that. And that's what I saw on Amy's computer. It was like the behind the scenes Carrie Underwood.
I know. I was way down into a rabbit hole. Bobby's like, what are you doing? I said, don't worry about it.
She turned her computer around.
I was embarrassed I was reading.
A wife walks in and the husband looking at something they shouldn't be looking at. And he's like, sorry.
No, I'm not reading a 15th article about this. Nope.
Amy loves this Jake Owen song, Made for You.
Yeah. So good.
You're 2000 and late.
No, I mean, I was here when he performed it in here too. Mm. I mean, but I just love it. I feel like I don't know that Jake really went anywhere necessarily.
He switched labels, took time off.
Okay, well then there's that. But he's back.
Santa was made for you.
Yeah, it's really good.
So good.
Yeah.
I wish he had listened to me earlier.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I mean, I heard you.
I just have so many good opinions about
stuff.
You're
just always ahead of things. I'm always behind. It's fine.
Do you think I'm too ahead sometimes?
Maybe a little bit.
Like too progressive? would you say? Like I'm too...
Like when people say he's way before his time, yeah. Way ahead of his
Am
time.
Am I before my time?
Probably. Oh, a little bit.
Yeah. I need to get behind the times then.
But hold on.
Because I was made for you.
Ah! I love this part too. The...
Friday nights are made for football games.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And hats are made for old bald heads. Yeah.
And
does it say that?
I don't think so. But that's what things are made for. Anyway, Carrie Underwood announced her new record. Cry Pretty. September.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
So here are people most likely to cheat in a relationship.
Oh.
Do you want this?
Yeah.
Number one, heavy social media users. Because the more often a person uses Twitter or Instagram, the more often they have relationship conflicts. I don't really see
the
connection
link.
There. But... that's number one. Number two, men whose age ends in 9, because men at 29, 39, 49, 59 are facing milestone years in their lives, and they're most prone to cheating.
Huh.
How old's your husband?
40.
Oh, you're good then.
9
Except
more.
For last year. Yeah. How long you been married?
11.
11 years. Someone who has already cheated. According to research from the University of South Alabama, both men and women who are unfaithful are more likely to be unfaithful again because they've shown the ability that they're able to do that.
Yeah.
Friskier mates. According to this intimacy experts, having a partner who is suddenly more physical could mean they are cheating. They're trying to make it up to you.
Oh, by being... I thought if you were just, like, naturally frisky.
No. It's just if all of a sudden your person's, like, extra.
Yeah. And then, well, I thought I read this article. There was something else.
Like, wealthy men and poor women.
Oh, yes. Wealthy men, poor women. I was like, ugh!
Wow.
Yep. So,
but that
armed with power and money, men can become fluent in the language of illicit affairs. The surprise here is that poor women are more likely to cheat than wealthier women. So.
Oh, I took it as the wealthier men.
Wealthier men have power. No. Okay. Wealthier men have power, they feel. And lower-income women cheat in hopes of moving up in the genetic or financial ladder to benefit even children. Mm-hmm. They say it goes to even that part of them.
Oh.
So it's not just a, selfish
thing.
Good.
Yeah.
yeah, you know, I want to get a nice purse. It's I want my kids to have a better life. Oh. And a little bit, don't you go, I get it.
Yeah.
Smart.
Like you're taking one for the kids? You know what I mean?
Yeah, for a little bit, though.
Yeah. All right, breaking news. Tomorrow at 8, 7 Central, Carrie Underwood will be in studio. What do you think about that, Ann?
That was fast.
Hey, I didn't see what I got over here.
Amazing.
So, 8, 7 Central tomorrow, Carrie Underwood will be on. And I haven't talked to her. I guess we've corresponded digitally a couple times, a couple messages, but I really haven't talked to her. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't say that I'm not excited, though,
yeah,
to see her.
Mm-hmm.
For a bunch of reasons. But that's all. Tomorrow morning, Carrie Underwood in studio.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. I was reading this story about this job. It says, would you be able to clean up crime scenes for a living? Because they have this family business. It's called Certitude Cleaning Services. This family does it, and they go to crime scenes and clean up all this stuff. Traumatic cleanup. And you know, you make about $65,000 a year doing crime scene cleanups. What do you think, Lunchbox?
No chance. No chance. Nope, 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 nope. Maybe for $1 million I could do that. But for no way would I go to a crime scene and be wiping up the blood and the... Oh, no, 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 no.
Okay.
Chris, hello, in Ohio.
Yes, sir.
You do this?
Yes, sir. I'm actually on my way to one right now.
So you're a crime scene technician?
Yes, sir.
Now, without getting too into the grossness here, if there's a awful crime, are you on the cop speed dial as the guy to call to come be the cleaner-upper?
Actually, a third party. So we get contracted out, and we do get called in to come clean up.
And that's not weird to you?
Well, I actually served 4 years in the Marine Corps, so...
Oh, man, so you got introduced to it that way, huh?
I got the stomach.
So is it a stomach you had to develop? Meaning the first time you saw it, it's probably pretty bad, and then you just more and more, you got to be, well, I can handle this?
Yeah, your feelings just aren't into it.
Mm.
If that makes sense.
Is it a pretty good living?
It's not bad.
Does it depress you? Because I would just think me doing that as a career, I would be so down all the time.
It depends on the scenario or situation, I would guess.
Are you married? Because I would wonder if someone's with you. If you're single, like, what do? I clean up crime. Nah, next. Like, you for sure ain't getting no Tinder matches on that one, you know?
Well, I am married with 3 kids.
And what do you tell your kids? What do you tell your kids you do?
I just tell them I clean houses.
Man.
I don't want them to have that in their head at that young of an age.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Well, I'm not even going to ask you about exactly what you're doing, but I appreciate you calling the show.
Not a problem. Thank you, sir.
Amy, would you do it?
I don't think I could do it.
$100,000 a year.
It's
a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. I just don't think I could. That would just be too much for me to take home every day.
I think eventually I could.
You think so?
I do now that I think about it.
Oh, that makes me sad just thinking about it.
Well, no one's happy about it.
I know.
No one goes, that's a job I want. Somebody's got to do it. Yeah, he tells his kids they have to clean houses.
That's the sad part.
Yeah, well, I saw that. That's weird he called in because I just read about a family business where that's what they do and that's what they make.
There's a movie, too, called Sunshine Cleaning. That's what it's about.
Mm-hmm. What do 24-year-olds care about? We'll go over to Morgan, number 2, is 24. Sometimes you got to keep us in check. We wonder, what do 24-year-olds care about? Morgan, number 2, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
My mic.
Yeah. The microphone's broken. Everything's broken. I quit. I'm out.
No, I quit.
I'm done with the show.
No, one more try.
Hi.
Hi.
See?
Oh, my goodness.
Two more tries.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, it works now.
Just please walk over to Amy's before I go absolutely out of my mind.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
I'd rather him go
I'll
out of his mind.
I'll be over here, guys.
Okay, here. What do 24-year-olds care about? All I want is working equipment.
No.
The equipment in my house works. I had to buy my own equipment for my house, and it works. I have to buy equipment here, I guess. Okay. Hi, Morgan.
Hello.
Save me. This is about to get real ugly.
Okay. Well, right now we care about Incredibles 2. It's been about 14 years since we got the original Incredibles movie from Disney, and now the second one's finally coming out this summer.
Wow, that long, huh?
Yeah, it's been really long, and that's a really good movie. It's incredibly popular.
I enjoyed the Incredibles 1, but it... What?
Incredibly popular.
She said incredibly popular.
Yeah, that's good. Good for it. No, I do. I'm happy. I like that movie. I probably won't watch it. But 14 years ago, Eddie, you have two kids that watch cartoons.
I've never seen The Incredibles.
I know. Yeah, I'm trying to think if I have.
Oh, it's good.
It's good.
Yeah, like adult good. Now, I've never seen Up. But everyone says it's fantastic. It's adult good. Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe that's the movie I should watch if I want to cry.
Oh, for Up? Sure. You will cry in Up.
Yeah.
Because, like, I miss my dog terribly every day. Like, I miss my dog just awfully. It sucks. And so I was talking to a friend, and she was like, you know, you're just not going to be able to grieve. You don't grieve. And so she's like, you should watch a sad movie and cry, and maybe that can trigger some stuff. And so, like, I'm still having some really – I came home last night, and there was no dog there. It just sets – it's bad. And then I get mad about the microphone when really I'm probably just mad and sad that I don't have a dog. Like, that's probably what it is. It's probably rude. And also, they won't buy us equipment that works. Both of those things together. It's over my parking spot. I got hang nails. Do you know the hang nail thing?
Yeah.
They
what
said
is it?
That. Who said? Apparently, I was in Colorado for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why.
Altitude?
I don't know. You get hang nails.
Dry?
Maybe.
The dryness?
Like, because of the dehydration.
Mm-hmm.
That Rocky that Mountain makes sense. High.
It's just not going well for your boy Bobby right now.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I still have to take the ashes in Nashville and spread them out, but I'm moving. Like, I'm out of that house. That's all I do. I see my dog all over the place. I see him laying on the couch, still see him laying on the bed, because every time, that's just what I would look for.
So
I'm gonna watch Up and I'm gonna cry my face off. I can't today. I don't have time. I'm probably gonna reserve my cry. I'm gonna put it on my calendar for this weekend.
I told you appointment crying is okay.
It has an alert and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
15 it's like, minutes till you start crying.
Ba-doop. Bobby, it's time to cry. Oh, thank you, Siri.
It'll release stuff. You'll feel better.
People started saying there were other movies that you should check out, like dog movies.
I'm not watching a dog movie.
Okay,
that's a bad idea.
That's right. Yeah. You should just stick with a sad one.
Like, I'm really haunted by this dog dying thing. It really bothers me. And nothing hangs with me. I can shed it like crazy. But that dog thing, man, whew, it crushing me. And then I'm at home, alone. And then I haven't made a talk to about it either.
Well, we're all here for
no,
you.
No, you've got all of your own lives. Okay. Amy, I can't even get a hold of Amy anymore.
What are you talking really? About?
All of a sudden, she's got two kids. And so it's Bobby. Oh, Bobby's in like fourth place now.
Oh, okay.
I used to be in second. But now I'm in fourth.
All right.
Amy, what's wrong with you?
Definitely I know. Tried to FaceTime him yesterday and it said unavailable.
Because I was in a 7-hour meeting yesterday.
Okay, well, you just said I wasn't available.
Yeah,
I'm
but
confused.
You never are. You never are.
Okay, and I had really important things to talk about.
You did? Like what?
I need to talk to you about Carrie Underwood.
She's coming in tomorrow. Is that really what you were calling me about?
Yeah.
What to what? No.
Well, I was with some other people and they were like, call Bobby. I said, okay.
I mean, I know things, but I don't even know if I know them.
I know. No, it's fine. But I mean, you're busy.
That was work. I keep myself extra busy now.
I know. And now, and then here, I feel bad because I haven't checked in on you on that.
Yeah, you sure haven't. Fourth place, don't get checked in very much.
Oh, man.
I don't even get a medal in Amy's life anymore.
That's not true. But I mean, you're not very, you seem like everything's just like going along and doing okay. And I mean, I'll check in here or there, but to hear you say, because of course we're in front of a microphone and that's where you share feelings, you're like, it's really, 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 really bad right now.
Heavy.
I'm like, ugh.
Heavy stuff.
Yeah.
But
this is heavier than anything you've ever experienced for sure.
Yeah, I think so because I'm used to it every day. I think, you know, life's like Earth, man. Dig it. You know what I mean?
What?
Dig the Earth?
Yeah.
No,
man.
Life's like your Earth?
Yeah. Yeah, it always turns.
There you go.
It's always turning. <There you go. laughs>
See, all that. Bobby Bones. They did the Billboard Music Award nominees and. You know, I'm just so over award shows. Like, when you read that, do you care?
No.
I don't either.
No, it's kind of like, okay, those...
It's just the saturation of award shows is just too much. And when it's Grammys and Golden Globes and Oscars and all the CMs, and it's just a lot. Like, I don't mind the awards. I think the awards are cool, but another show? But congratulations, everybody.
Yeah, and Kelly Clarkson will be hosting. That's cool.
Yeah.
I love her.
That is cool. I don't even know what channel it's on. What channel is it?
NBC.
Yeah, who cares? I'm more of a... Yeah,
you're more of an ABC guy.
Yeah, right now I'm more of an ABC guy.
Yeah.
Did you see this? I put it on my Insta story. There was an article written about American Idol, and they were talking about one of the girls, and they listed me as a dancer. I was a dancing mentor that taught the contestant how to dance.
Yeah.
Nice. They said, and I posted it so you can see it for yourself. My Instagram is Mr. Bobby Bones, but hit my story, and it says dancer mentor Bobby Bones. I must have been cutting a rug on that show, baby.
Those moves, how could they think you're not a dancer?
Butter hips, man.
Butter hips.
Yeah.
Oh, you can dance
smooth like butter. Look at that. Oh, butter hips. So, my point is, I have some of these clips. Let me play this for you. For female rapper, this is because it's interesting to me. So, here is Cardi B. Look, I might just chill in some babe. I might just chill with your boo. I might just spill Nicki Minaj. Watch your man, then you should watch your mouth. And Bad Bobby, which is the girl, the Cash Me Outside girl.
Cash Me Outside.
Yeah. Is nominated for a Billboard Music Award.
Hey, she started her tour, sold out show.
She's done, I think, one show.
One show?
Yeah.
Sold out, though, Bobby.
That's right.
By the way, she's not bad.
Let me hear this.
You want to hear her?
Yeah.
She's the girl that went on...
Dr. Phil.
Was it Dr. Phil? Like, Cash Me Outside.
Yeah.
Thank you. Gucci flip-flop. Make a kick rock. It's a big clock. Shake the red swatch. Gucci flip-flops. It hits you to massage. It's a big watch. Diamond tripping off. Lunch is dancing in the studio like
a club. But when you say she's that good, I mean, is what she's doing that hard?
Okay, Amy, you sound like an old person now just talking about young music. You do. You do. You sound like a. You do. You sound
is
like,
it really that hard?
She was on an airplane, a Southwest flight, getting into a fight with another girl from a reality show. Did you see that?
No.
Someone had it on their phone. They're like,
oh, no.
I think she's really what she says she is.
What?
She's legit.
Oh, you know.
Trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, that was apparent on Dr. Phil.
Yeah. I mean, she goes on Dr. Phil and is like...
Because you're too streetwise?
Yup. And all these hoes laughing like so funny.
She's talking about the audience that they're laughing at her.
She calls the audience hoes.
Yeah, her mom
all
is...
these hoes.
Yes.
Her mom's translating for everybody, just FYI.
All these hoes think it's so... She's talking about the audience.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you say the hoes are laughing?
Yep.
So the audience are a bunch of hoes.
Yep.
Yeah, but why are we clapping?
Because they the same reason we all laugh.
It's just funny.
We're like interesting, entertaining. Okay. It shouldn't be because it's
no. Because I'm like, God, that's just egging her on.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Now she's yelling at the whole audience.
Oh my goodness.
To catch her outside.
How about that?
Catch me outside. How about that?
Catch you outside. What does that mean?
What I just said.
Catch her outside, and she'll go outside and do what she has to do. That's what she's talking about.
Oh yeah, this is okay,
all.
Yeah.
This is all. But don't you see that this is all mouth?
Oh. So you want to take this outside? Because I think they can bring cameras outside.
Really? Because I think I flipped you.
You want to do it again?
Danny, don't get all tough. Please don't. This is not the place.
Hey,
and this is not
sit
the
down.
Sit down.
All right, Danny. Gucci flip flop. Make a kick rock. It's a big pop. Shake the red swatch. Shake the Gucci flip flops.
Hit you. Anybody can do that.
No, I'm just saying.
Meemaw, Amy over there.
No, I don't know. I'm
gonna see if you got a problem with her? Catch her outside.
No. I'm kind of scared to go outside.
All you hoes in here.
That means that she wants to go outside and fight.
Yeah. Hoes. Yeah. The audience is like, yeah.
Yeah, we're all hoes. You're right. We all hoes. She's right. Yeah, love it. You're right. You're right. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So Target's car seat trade-in event is back. So if you've got a car seat that you no longer need, sometimes they're so expensive, it's hard to just throw it away or know what to do with it. Beginning April 22nd through May 5th, all Target stores are going to be accepting these unwanted car seats for recycling. And in exchange, you get 20% off whatever you need for your next kid as your kid's growing, like a booster seat, a car seat base, a travel system, or a stroller.
That's cool. For two reasons. One, if you have a car seat you want to get rid of, at least you get something back for it.
Yes.
But I thought Eddie said something pretty cool because Eddie has two kids and they're older, 10 and 4, not babies.
Mm-hmm.
But you gave Lunchbox the advice of just ask your brother and sister for their hand-me-downs.
Hand-me-downs, man. That's key because, I mean, all the hard thing about buying new stuff for kids is they grow out of it quickly, fast. Before you know it, they don't even fit into it anymore.
I thought that was good advice. That's really resonated
thanks,
with me.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Good advice. Bye, boy. Amy, what else?
The Celebrity Family Feud episode featuring Kanye West and the Kardashian-Jenner family will air in about a month. And Steve Harvey says that Kanye was the best celebrity contestant ever, while Kim, quote, didn't know nothing.
Didn't know nothing.
Quote.
Unless he's messing with this and didn't know nothing means she was awesome. Double negative means positive.
Oh.
Yeah, you can't trust anybody. But I mean, I'm a Kanye guy. I know he's a douche sometimes, but so am I.
Yeah.
I just think he's so creative.
I didn't mean to say yeah like you are.
No, that's okay.
I'm saying yeah like I'm following you.
Nobody says I'm a douche more than me. There's some that are close second.
So, but, like, if you can admit you're a douche, it kind of cancels out your douchiness?
I don't think so.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I don't think it means you're a bad person. I think it just means sometimes you're a little too full of yourself. I think in certain parts of my life, I'm a little too full of myself, and some of them I'm way insecure. I don't have a middle. Like, none of my life is in the middle in anything I do. And so, yeah, you know, I think Kanye and I are a lot alike. Yeah, what else?
You'd be the best celebrity contestant ever.
Yeah.
So if you hate dirty dishes, I saw this weird life hack. What some people are doing is they cover their plate in plastic wrap before they put food on it.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing. Crazy.
And then they put the food on, and then there's like plastic wrap hanging over the plate. And then when they're done, they just fold everything over, wad it up, throw it away. Plate's clean. That's but you amazing. Still got to eat off a plate.
Get out. How are you going to eat a steak on plastic wrap?
Well, it seems like you're doing a lot of work. The same amount of work you could do doing the dishes.
Exactly.
But I still think it's hilarious that people spent time, because that's a pretty funny idea.
I know,
what else?
They're actually doing
it. Or just
it.
Get paper plates.
Right. That's what I do.
So I don't know. Sometimes I just like random facts about things that I like. And one of my favorite Mariah Carey songs is All I Want for Christmas. And this will just give you something to talk about in case Mariah or this song come up in conversation. You can be like, you know what? They recorded that song in August of 1994. So they brought in Christmas trees into the studio to make it feel like Christmas while she was singing, even though it was summer.
That's a common thing. I believe most Christmas albums are cut in the summer.
Right.
And so they bring in lights and they do the whole thing.
Yeah, it takes time to make all that.
Yeah, months. And then get it ready and promotional. Yeah. But yeah, most Christmas albums aren't made.
But I thought it was funny, too. They like decorate the studio to give that feel. Like, do we, when we're listening, does it just give a certain emotion, like, added to the record if you're surrounded by all the feels?
Well, it probably doesn't feel so foreign to you.
Yeah, so you get more into it?
You can, and your attitude can even reflect how your work ethic is.
Yeah.
So it can mean a lot of things. But yes, there you go. Thank you, Amy.
Mm-hmm. I'm Amy. That's my pal.
I'm going to play this song, because I like this song. It's not even a radio song. But Chris Jansen played it at the end of the ACMs, Redneck Life. This song is such a jam. Chris Jansen, Redneck Life, on the Bobby Bones Show. Check it out right here.
I grew up in a batting board cabin at the dead end of a gravel street. I got my first paying job when I turned 10, because money didn't grow on trees. Cheap cigarettes with the windows up was just part of the air I breathed. I didn't choose the redneck life. The redneck life chose me.
I love that voice.
Yeah, me and my daddy built my first car. Strung the motor up in a tree. We wore the beer box helmets with the eyes cut out. Rather racing them junkyard jeeps. Yeah, me and my crew, man, we grew up on Hank Jr. 83. I didn't choose the redneck life. No, the redneck life chose me. What you get and what you get is what you see. I take a Mountain Dew over a silver spoon any old day of the week. I didn't choose the redneck life. The redneck life chose me. Oh, get on, son.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Pretty remarkable story about the Southwest flight that blew up and one passenger died. Could have been a larger tragedy if it hadn't been for the pilot, Tammy Jo Schultz. Her picture is out and she's talking. The former Navy veteran landed the plane in Philadelphia and avoided further deaths. Many praised her calm, collected demeanor because apparently it got really out of control. If you haven't heard the story, one is dead after a Southwest flight. Had to make an emergency landing. Some shrapnel shot up through the window, busted the window. One of the passengers was basically sucked through the plane. People grabbed her and pulled her back. Sadly, she later died. But she is one of the Navy's first female fighter pilots.
Wow.
And the first to fly an F-818. Hope I'm saying that right. She kept her cool, safely landing a Boeing 737 jetliner full of passengers. You can hear the communication. Do we have the audio of the communication or no? 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 No audio? They have some of it. I know what it was. I saw it. I didn't put it up because I didn't feel comfortable. Because somebody died.
So you did hear it?
Yeah, I did hear it. That's why I felt familiar when it. Yeah, she says we have part of the aircraft missing. And is your airplane physically on fire? Someone asks. No, it's not on fire, but part of it's missing, replies the pilot. Ugh. So, yeah. I mean, she's probably saved a lot of lives. Amy, I'm interested in what your husband would say about this.
I haven't got to talk to him yet.
He's a pilot.
I know. I'll talk to him today, but that's so crazy.
Is he considered a fighter pilot like her?
No, he's not a fighter pilot. His dad was. There's different kinds. He actually wanted to be.
But?
But, I don't know if I've ever shared. There's...
Hey, if you're, I don't need to be taking, I don't need the government taking me out of this room if you're saying something not posted.
No, no, it's not in regards to that. I just think it's like personal to him. Like it wasn't a good thing. Like it was a huge bummer on his part.
He wanted to be a pilot.
He wanted to be because his dad was a fighter pilot. And I can't remember the exact issue on his like test day for it or something happened. Might have involved some vomit.
Do you ever see Little Miss Sunshine where the kid wants to be a pilot and then his vision isn't perfect? So he can't be a pilot? And he like runs his world?
Oh, that's a huge... That would my husband would be devastated.
Yeah, he trained, and his vision wasn't perfect. Mm-hmm. So they said nope. So
That would have crushed my husband. It's still... Eyesight still terrifies my husband. He hates going to get his eyes checked. He's like, I don't want to hear anything.
Really?
Bad. Yeah. Get your bones on Bobby
Bones Show. We found out earlier that Lunchbox is having a girl. He's upset about it. And... But we really don't know for sure he's having a girl. He just heard that the heart rate was above 140, and that means a girl. Right?
Yeah, my sister's a nurse, and she told me.
Samantha?
Hi.
What do you think about this whole situation?
I'm a nursing student, and that is not true at all. It is a wives' tale.
It's only a wives' tale.
But she's only a nursing student. She probably hasn't got to the graduation.
Oh, you haven't got that part in class yet.
True, true.
I actually graduate in 2 weeks, and I'm a mom of two. So.
Oh. Well, there we are. I mean, that's what we have today. Go back and listen to the whole show, and you can hear that segment. There's a lot that happened today. I encourage you to go back on the podcast. The show starts at 5 hours ago. We've been here all morning.
That is the sound of someone that's ready to, you know.
No, I have a long day. Not even a long day, because long days are normal. Long days are normal. But I have to do something today I don't like doing, and that's my audiobook. It drives me crazy. And champagne problems that I have to go record an audiobook. But I already turned my phone on. I'm ready to get out of here.
Yeah.
But I hate going and just reading that thing that I wrote. I feel stupid. And I just talk. My voice goes out. I hate the audiobook. It's just me going... Hey.
Did they ever make you or someone like listening? They're like, could you read that chapter again?
Not chapter, but all the time I get corrected. Because what I do is I do the audiobook because my book comes out in June and the audiobook in the end will be good, but I'll start reading something and I go, oh, do you know what this reminds me of? And then it turns into my own radio show.
Oh,
I start like going off on these topics. We're like, hey, hit the button. Hey, Bobby, can you go back to the part where you were reading the words in the book?
Oh, but isn't that sort of like bonus for people
that
download the audio?
And they
audio?
Do keep some of it.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, I'm planning on having Amy come and read her part in the book. I don't know if we're going to do that. But yeah, I'm doing that today. And then I have a Bobby cast with Lucy Silvas tonight. And so that's good because she's awesome. I don't know if you know Lucy's story or not, but say it was all a cloud. That's a Bobby. And she's also married to John from Brothers Osborne, which is like secondary to me because she's such a good artist. But I'm in a box today. It's a good, I mean, listen, I'm lucky to be able to have a full schedule.
Yeah.
I just hate that reading the audiobook. I wish that I could have just hired someone else to do it. But I feel like I'm letting the listeners down if I don't do it myself.
Oh, you 100% have to do it.
Because I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I know.
I wouldn't do it. I mean, they would just pay somebody else to do it.
Yeah, but nope. Yeah. That'd be you.
So that's what's up. You?
Oh, just working on daughter's birthday party today.
Yeah, big day coming up Saturday.
Big party.
I know. Yeah. I feel like most parents probably plan the parties way in advance. I like to roll like 3 days before.
Yeah. Remember we talked about this yesterday? Mamie's like, I'm so planned. I can't believe you guys would
think. Give me a deadline. I'll do it. You know the deadline? Saturday. Who's getting it done? Me.
There you go. Lunchbox.
Co-ed soccer tonight, taking to the pitch.
What time?
7:15, two undefeated teams going head-to-head.
I know. I read about it in the newspaper this morning.
It's
all over the papers.
Yeah. It's like that and then playoff hockey next.
You know what else we do today?
What?
We interview a new nanny.
Oh, yeah?
I think I told you that, but...
Let me know how that
just
goes.
Just letting you know, because, I mean, this is
a big deal. Amy's just running to those nannies.
Yeah, I know.
Amy must be like, Momzilla.
It is not
why
me.
Why are you having a hard time keeping those?
It's not me. It's like, I started to think, what's the common denominator?
Yeah, that's what you should always think about all situations.
I should.
When something's happening over and over again, find the common thread. Why do all my relationships fail? Me. Why do all your... Because Amy and her husband both have full-time jobs. And so they have someone to watch the kids. I don't know. You do the math.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm like, what is wrong?
We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for listening.
The Bobby Bones Show.